You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Flu season may be the last thing on people's minds as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, but it is time to start preparing. KVCR's Megan Jamerson spoke to the chief of infectious diseases at Loma Linda University Health about why the flu vaccine needs to be a priority for everyone this year.
Dr. Jennifer Veltman says people should think of the flu vaccine like groceries or any other essential item. It's worth a trip outside the home even during the COVID-19 pandemic.
If we kind of lower our guard with the influenza and don't get vaccinated, then we'll risk having a really severe outbreak of influenza in combination with the COVID this flu season.
And a widespread flu outbreak could stretch hospital resources dangerously thin. Hospitals only have so many beds, ventilators, and medical staff to treat both flu and COVID-19 patients.
Influenza is a deadly virus as well, and it has many of the same symptoms of COVID. And with influenza, we do have some protective measures we can take to protect ourselves from that. So take advantage of the things we have available and that have already been discovered as we try to continue to discover new things to fight against COVID.
Adults and children 6 months and older should get the flu vaccine in September or October. Even though most kids are not in the classroom, it is still a good idea to get them vaccinated since they are higher risk for serious flu symptoms. The vaccine is usually available at doctor's offices, clinics, pharmacies, and even some grocery stores. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
California's legislative session wrapped up after 1 o'clock on Tuesday morning, and as Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports, it was truly one for the ages.
The end of any legislative session in California is going to be hectic, but this year the chaos was on steroids. Lawmakers had a mountain of bills to get through since the coronavirus pandemic sidelined the legislature several times during the year. Things were further complicated in the Senate by a Republican caucus that had to vote remotely through video conference after one of its members recently tested positive for COVID-19. That meant clunky, time-consuming glitches and the occasional hot mic, like this slip-up from Senator Melissa Melendez.
This is bullshit.
I have to agree with my colleagues.
As the midnight deadline neared in the assembly, the chamber gave way to speed reading.
I request unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow authors to take up the following bills today without reference to file with the purpose of concurrence of Senate amendments, AB 1685.
There was even a photo finish. Senate Republican leader Shannon Grove contested the passage of a bill after the vote came down to the wire.
After 11:59, it took 1 minute and 17 seconds to go through the roll call vote. This vote did not pass prior to midnight, according to the Constitution.
Amid all the frenzy, lawmakers did pass some notable legislation. One bill, already signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, pauses evictions through January for tenants who missed rent payments due to coronavirus. Other legislation died without getting a vote, simply because time ran out. Most notably, a bill that would have stripped law enforcement officers of their badges for committing certain crimes or being fired for misconduct. It was a marquee proposal from police reform activists. Scott Rodd, Cap Radio News.
Looking at some of the COVID-19 numbers for the Inland Empire, there have been 53,153 cases of the virus confirmed in Riverside County since the documentation period began in early March, with 1,026 deaths. As for San Bernardino County, that case number is at 47,879 with 736 deaths. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.